Amen. So if you have your Bibles, let's turn to 1 Corinthians 13:13. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 13. So we're going to talk this morning on a very small verse that has big meaning. Amen? So let's pray. Father, we thank you, Lord. Thank you for all the volunteers and everyone that works in behind the scenes in your ministry here at Pauline Baptist Church, serving our church family, our friends, our neighbors, our community, our nation, and around the world, and all the things that we do, all the things that we plan. Lord, we do ask a special blessing for the trunk or treat tonight. Lord, we can have some fun, but we can share the good news of the gospel with all the folks that are going to come through at Lawson's Peach Shed. Pray for all the other three churches and their volunteers and their folks. We ask that you anoint that time that we have together. Lord, we know there's a lot of hurting folks out there in the world and a lot of lost folks. So help us share the good news. Lord, thank you for good news with Miss Dale, Gary's sister. Thank you for the good report. We continue to pray for her. We continue to pray for everyone on the back of our bulletin. All those folks on the back of the bulletin, Lord, they're not just names and words, Father, they're folks that we care about, friends, family. Lord, we plead the blood of Jesus over them. We ask that you help them, heal them, you guide them, give them peace, direction, whatever they need, Father. We just pray in Jesus' name, Lord, that you'd help them. And as always, we lift up our military around the world doing their thing, protecting our country, keeping our liberties free. We pray for our missionaries around the world, sharing the good news of Jesus. We love you. We thank you. Help me in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. So, let's read this verse together. Short verse. And now, these three remain. Now, you got to understand, Paul just finished talking about love and what is love. So he did all this explanation about love. And now he kind of sums it up with this one little small scripture. He says, and now these three remain. Faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love. Exactly. So let's talk about faith just a minute. The Bible tells us that faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. The Bible's real clear. You know, I got something I really want to share with you this morning. So hang on. Take notes. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Okay, we're saved by grace through our faith in Jesus Christ. So we're saved by grace through our faith in Jesus Christ. The Bible does not say that we're saved by our feelings. It does not say that we're saved by facts. It does not say that we're saved by fear. Many, many, many times I hear people say that I don't feel like I'm saved. Well, that doesn't matter. We're not saved based on our feelings. Well, I don't feel close to God. That shouldn't matter. You know, I always ask my clients, I want to get close to God. And you've probably heard me say this before, but I say, how close do you want to be? A mile? 100 yards? Well, I want to be close to God. Well, okay, well, tell me then, how close you want to be? 50 feet? And they usually say, well, you know what I mean. I said, no, I don't. I understand what you're trying to say, but what do you really mean? See, really for me, and for you, if you're a born-again Christian, you've accepted Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, you're as close to God as you're ever going to be. If we're not careful, the enemy can trick us into thinking that we've got to do certain things to move closer to God. Now, it's a play on words, I understand, but there's a deeper meaning to this. See, I can't get any closer to God than I am now because He lives inside of me. He is in me. He is everything within me is Christ. Make sense? And since if we're not careful, the devil can kind of put that rabbit out in front of us, like the old, never been to the dog tracks, but I see it on TV, right? So that dog is continually chasing that little rabbit, and he's never gonna catch it. Right? He's just never gonna catch it. It's designed that way. The enemy designed to trick us that way and thinking that we gotta do something to earn our salvation. We gotta do something to keep our salvation. And all those are lies. Lies from the enemy. We are saved by grace through our faith in Jesus Christ. Really so that I can't boast that I'm doing everything I'm supposed to be doing. We're not saved. We can't keep our salvation based on feelings. I don't feel God. I don't feel Him. Can you feel God? I believe so, absolutely. But my salvation, my relationship with God is not based on feelings. Because feelings do what, guys? Exactly. Feelings go up and down. We can't trust our feelings. For most of us, we need to stop relying so much on our feelings. Our feelings can get us way off track. The enemy can use our feelings to get us off track. Especially when it comes to our salvation. Well, I feel like I'm not saved anymore. Remember, your salvation is not based on your feelings. It's based on your faith in Jesus Christ. It's God's grace, His mercy. So I place my faith in Jesus Christ, that He died on the cross for me, repent of my sins, believe in Him. What does the Bible say? He who believes in the name of the Lord shall be saved. Right? So forget the feelings. Feelings is good. God created us to be human beings and not human doings. So it wasn't really about what we do and don't do, right? God created our feelings. He wants us to have feelings. These three remain: faith, hope, and love. Let's look at hope. Hope. Jesus Christ is our hope. He's the blessed hope. That's what the Bible tells us. We've placed our faith in Jesus. We've trusted in Him personally, not join church, not play religion. We've personally put our faith in Jesus Christ and the death, burial, and resurrection. We've become born again. The Holy Spirit lives inside of us now. Amen? And so Jesus rose from the grave. He's the first risen from the grave. He is our blessed hope. He is the evidence. Right? He is the evidence that we have hope that it's going to be all right. It's going to be okay. If you're saved and born again, right? It's going to be okay. You're going to heaven. Jesus proved that. We are going to heaven. We've placed our faith in Him. We have hope. the hope that Jesus is coming back for us. That he went away to prepare a place for us. And that he's coming back for us. That's the hope. I have that hope. I hope you do. If he comes back tonight, I'm okay with that. Kind of like to see my grandchildren grow up, though, you know. Anybody have those feelings? Don't be so super religious on me. Like, oh, no, if Jesus come back tonight, I'm going to be great. Yeah, we'll all be great. But, you know, you kind of think that way sometimes. Like, I'd like to see how they're going to turn out. But in the grand scope of things, that trumpet call was this morning, we'd all be very thankful. And our children will be, grandchildren will be just fine. Amen? So that's our hope. Faith, hope, and love. And the last one is love. You know, Paul was telling us in the scriptures before this one is that, you know, we can do all these great things. We can say all these great things. He said, but if we don't have love, it's like just a bunch of noise, clanging cymbals. He says, it's just a bunch of noise. We can go tonight and give away free hot dogs and set up our car trunks and play games and give out candy and do all the things. But if we don't do all that in love, it's just, we're just kind of wasting our time in a way, aren't we? You know, so we'll pray for the folks that are going to visit us. God loved us. The song, thank God for 3:16. You know, the basic scripture, John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believe in him, right, he'd have everlasting life. Faith. Let's jump back to that for a minute. Faith. Not saved on our feelings. We're not saved on fact. Think about this for a minute now. A lot of people get lost in looking for the facts. I got to know 100% that this is real. Well, I'm just not going to start going to your church. I'm not going to give my life to God if I don't know for sure, 100%. Do you guys know 100% without a doubt that there was this guy named Abraham Lincoln? Not really. You really don't. You talked to him? You've seen him? You shook his hand? No, we have to believe in the historical documents. We have to put our faith in the people who wrote the history, who, you know, his story. So we have to act in faith and belief that these people were accurate. Therefore, we take our faith and our belief in that, okay, based on what I've read, I see, you know, I understand. Okay, I come to the conclusion that there is this guy named Abraham Lincoln. This is the historical documents. From the beginning to the end, this is the Word of God. The inerrant Word of God, spoken for us, put down on paper. Finally, it was put down on paper. Amen? And we place our faith in what the Holy Spirit gave those men in those days to write down. So we place our faith and our belief in Jesus Christ. The Bible says, whoever believes in his heart and confesses with his mouth that Jesus is Lord, you'll be saved. So you have to act in faith. God's grace, and we act in faith. We step out in faith that we believe the Word of God. That we believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God and that died on the cross for us and was raised from the grave. Science is always trying to figure out and prove something. And that's okay. I'm okay with that. I like the Back to Genesis. I like the Ark Museum thing. I'd like to go there one day. I like all that. And the book that was written years ago, I can't remember the name of it now. What was it? The guy was a reporter and tried to prove that Jesus was not real. Case for Christ. If you haven't read that, it's a great book. It's a great book to give someone as a witness, especially someone with a little higher IQ that needs a little bit of proof. It's called The Case for Christ. It's a great book. But we don't have all the facts. My faith in Jesus is not based on facts. It's not based on feelings. And the other one is not based on fear. Fear meaning, have you got your fire insurance? Some people choose to start going to God or try religion because they don't want to go to hell. They don't want to be eternally separated from God. They don't want to be punished. Is that okay? Sure, that's fine. But I've seen many people over my years in counseling who got saved, supposedly, just because they were scared. They had fear on them. And so it was more of an avoidance thing versus a surrender and make Jesus Christ the Lord of my life. People get saved through fear-based preaching? Absolutely. Do people get saved based on these Halloween houses that scare the hell out of people? You hear my point on that, right? Do they get saved? Absolutely they do. I personally don't support them. That's just me. I've talked to hundreds of people who got saved feelings, chasing some revival, chasing some big thing, chasing some emotional highs, and they end up in therapy, end up with counseling with me. I've seen people try to understand intellectually. Everybody with me? Try to understand intellectually and just kind of make a conscious decision about giving their life to God, and somehow it just doesn't connect in the heart. Doesn't connect in their soul. And then I've seen people try to get saved based on fear. Does all that happen? They do get saved? Yes. I'm just saying the greatest of these is love. It's love. If you have someone that you would like to see get saved and born again and give their life to Christ, love them. Don't beat them over the head with the Bible. Amen? Love on them. Pray for them. Be patient with them. Be kind to them. Tell them the truth. Yes. But love on them. Are you here this morning and you've never made a decision to accept Christ as your personal Savior? The Bible says today is the day of salvation. Today can be the day that maybe you quit trying to be religious, quit trying to go to church to make everything okay. Maybe today is the day that you say, you know what? I'm not going to worry about my feelings and emotions anymore. I'm just going to trust Christ. I'm going to stop trying to keep my salvation. I'm going to stop worrying about, am I going to go to hell or heaven? Whatever. I'm just going to trust Christ and His sacrifice on the cross, and Him being raised up to give us assurance of our salvation. Today I'm going to put all that at rest, and I'm going to simply trust Jesus for my salvation If that's you this morning, I'd ask you to come up and we'll all close our eyes and bow our heads. And I'm going to pray for us, but if you'd like to come up here and use this altar to make that one final decision, I'm laying it all to rest. I'm not going to worry anymore. This would be a good time to do it. Me and Gary and a couple men, we'd be glad to pray for you. Or women, some of the ladies, we'd be glad to pray for you. But more importantly, if you'd like to get saved this morning, if you'd like to be sure that you're going to heaven, I'd love to pray with you. So let's all bow our heads and close our eyes. And I'm going to pray for us. And if you'd like to get saved this morning and give your life to Christ, you just pray along with me. And then I'd love to talk with you a little later after this. Or if you want to come down to the altar, that'd be great too. But let's all pray together. God, this morning, the best way I know how, I repent of my sins. I ask you to come into my life and save me. I want to serve you. I want you to be the Lord of my life. I place my faith in the death, burial, and resurrection. And from this day forward, I'm going to serve you. In Jesus' name, amen.